From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. South Korea is a major poultry and egg importer, but it has now closed its market to the U.S. following the new detection of highly pathogenic bird flu at a Tennessee broiler breeding operation. Employees at the company, a contract grower for Tyson Foods, noticed unusual mortality in one of eight barns on Thursday, and testing proved the presence of the bird flu. USDA announced the detection Sunday, by which time the company had destroyed the chickens in all eight barns to prevent spread of the virus. The Purdue CME Ag Economy Barometer fell in February after 3 months of strong gains. The barometer dropped nearly 20 points to 134 after January's record high of 153. Jim Mintert, the director of Purdue's Center for Commercial Agriculture, says the concern producers expressed about the current economic conditions is consistent with other measures of conditions in the farm economy. The 2018 farm bill debate is heating up, and a former deputy ag secretary is telling rural America to hold its ground. Chuck Connor, president and CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, says farmers can't afford to lose their safety net. Connor says ag has already voluntarily reformed farm programs, and now is not the time to allow more budget cuts. That's your Agribusiness Update. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West. For more information, visit our website at aginfo.net.